My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. Well, everyone can say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. On the French side, I was told the servers went down. I don't know where the servers are. We've got cameras, we've got wires, we've got microphones. We're trying to get something out to you. I'm told you can't see me, but you can hear me. That's good. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're filming anyways with our equipment, so we're going to rebroadcast this. The message will not be lost, because I've been anxious all week to preach what God has laid on my heart. And in French, we were blessed. Hallelujah. And I want this blessing to be the same thing in my mother tongue, in the English language. So from what we've been able to figure out, somehow we're getting you the audio, but not the video. And this is what's important. You all know what I look like, so it doesn't matter what you see or what you don't see. Praise God. It's the Word of God. I'm going to pray that your ears are open to hear. Amen. And your eyes are open to see. At least you're going to see the Word of God. You'll be able to read what you need to read. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something. And I know I'm going to say this and my wife's going to look at me, but you can't see me, but I'm actually preaching in my pajamas. Some of you are sitting there, no, I got to comment. Pastor, what are you doing? No, I've got my suit and my tie on. I just had to say that. It's been one of those days. My sister, my lovely wife, she goes, what do you want me to sing after trying this and the other thing? She goes, what do you want me to sing? I said, sing, lay my burdens down, because I got some burdens that need to be laid down. When I've got texts telling me our servers are down, I don't know if they're buried in 3 feet of snow, if the servers are in Wyoming, I don't know, or New Mexico, or Colorado, where you guys have been shoveling snow for the past 2-3 days. But if you're inside, cozy and warm, if you have a Bible in your hands, let's read something. This is what we ought to do. Psalm 105, verse 3. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. So I'm not happy about who won, who lost last night. I'm not happy about the elections on Tuesday. Well, I kind of am happy on Tuesday. But I'm just saying, whether red or blue or whatever happened on Tuesday, that's not the source of my joy. I have a joy which does not come from this world. I have a joy which is unspeakable. I'll try to explain it to the best I can. But meanwhile, just to let you know, this comes from heaven, and the devil can't take it away. The earth can't take it away. Doesn't matter who's roaming around this earth. If it's the devil, I don't care. Doesn't matter, praise God. What I have is in me, and it's in me to stay. Look at the title. I guess the title or the description didn't make it there. We started last week, Faith for a Lifetime. Amen. So this is what I'm talking about. Servers are down. I can still smile. I was preaching before there were servers. I'll keep preaching whether the servers are working or not. In Jesus' name, praise God. So let's get ready for the Word, and let's be blessed somehow. If you need to call people, phone people, text people, share. Like I quickly put a post saying we're going to try an alternative method. The best we got was the audio, and I'm happy with that. That's old-fashioned. Amen. I'm trying to think. You listened to the radio, right? Yeah, you did? You're okay. Probably not Emma Grace, right? No. Hallelujah. You listen to the radio, but not your kids? No. This is kind of old-fashioned when you used to put on the AM radio. You couldn't see the preacher. I wonder if he's black or if I wonder if he's white. I wonder where he's preaching from. And you get all that noise, and you fine-tune the dial. It's like we're going back in time. Amen. This is like a history lesson. Praise God for the young, for the generation that doesn't know what that's all about. Amen. If you need to adjust your antennas, adjust your antennas. Praise God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So I certainly don't want to lose my joy. I mean, it's unfortunate. I apologize for the inconvenience. Next week, we should be up and running as we normally are. But in the meantime, we can still go to God. I don't need a server to get to God. I may need a server to get inside your living room or inside the system to make it work, but I don't need a server to get to God. All I need is Jesus Christ. Amen. Who said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So thank God today, servers are not. When I put my hands up, amen, everyone here is standing. Praise God, let's all stand. When I put my hands up, praise God, it's almost as if my hand is like the antenna, but I look up, from whence cometh my help unto the Lord. Praise God, let's talk to God. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank God today that the word will not be, praise God, it may not be coming the same way that we have been used to, but I thank God the word of God is going to be preached anyhow, with authority, with the anointing, despite. Lord, I thank God this vessel will be used. I thank God we have Bibles in our hands. We have Bibles that are open. Praise God. We're ready to receive in Jesus' name. But before we receive, we're going to give. We're going to give you glory. We're going to give you praise. We're going to give you honor in Jesus' name as we read, praise God, who we are, because we are your people. Glory ye. We glory in your holy name. We rejoice because we seek the Lord, because we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, praise God, as we are commanded in the Old Testament or the New Testament. It doesn't really make too much of a difference, praise God. We need to seek and we need to find you. Lord, I thank God you made this possible. You sent us away in Jesus' name, praise God. When they were running around in circles, when they were offering sacrifices that didn't mean too much to you, I thank God your son was sent. Then Jesus came, praise God. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God. Lord, and I thank God today as we assemble ourselves, we are doing the best we can to make a gathering unto you, to make praise unto you, so that you will inhabit the praises of your people, Lord. And I thank God today in Jesus' name. We may be short the visual, but we got the audio. And I pray, praise God, amen, that this, the word of God, which will be heard, I prayed into the hearts and minds, into the spirit of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name, praise God, that this word finds its way into good ground, Lord, in Jesus' name, praise God, amen, to be blessed, to be abundantly blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. I thank God for the anointing. I thank God, amen, for the verses which we are going to look at, which we are going to read and receive today. I thank God today, praise God, that we have the opportunity once again to, with our ears open and our eyes open and our hearts open, to receive, to hear, and to see what thus saith the Lord, what you have to say unto us in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Despite the circumstances, victory is mine. In Jesus' name, praise God. As we get ready to receive, Lord, I thank God. I pray a blessing upon all those that are making an effort to stay tuned, making an effort to join with us today, despite the circumstances. May they be blessed. Praise God. Twofold. Amen. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Put your hands together. Let's rejoice. Hallelujah. At home, clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Victory right now is mine. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. If you're glad for the word, get a Bible. Make sure it's in your hands. We're going to open up the word of God very soon. Praise God. Get ready to receive what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I welcome you all. Amen. So they're commenting. They're listening. All right. Hey, welcome, everyone. Praise God. I'm waving at the camera, but you can't see me. Sorry about that. Hallelujah. I'll get this. Amen. Thank you for all your help. Praise God. Amen. I'll get the mindset, and I think we're running really late, so we're going to get into the Word of God as soon as, praise God, everyone is ready. If you're seated, comfortably seated, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I welcome every one of you to the Word of God. You've been looking at me for the past almost 4 years. In next month, it'll be 4 years, I think, since we started live streaming. Or is it five? 2019? 2020? Anyways, do the math. You've seen me. You know what I look like. Amen. You also know what I sound like. But what's important today is that the Word of God comes forth. Praise God. And it will. Thank God, amen, for a way. When there is no way, we can still find a way. Bring me down just a wee little bit more. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, that you have patiently waited, praise God, for the Word of God as it is about to come forth. Last week we left off in Deuteronomy. Can you bring me down just a wee bit more? Last week we left off in Deuteronomy, so I'm going to start there again. In Deuteronomy chapter 33. So find that reference. Praise God. I'm going to welcome every one of you. Thank you for your comments. If you gave up and left, well, I hope you came back. But the audio is important. I know some of you listen to, you're in tune with this ministry via our radio station. If you're listening on Live 365 to this, it's not a live broadcast, but we replay the audio portion, the preaching portion. So if you're wondering if there's going to be any music, probably not. What's important is the Word of God. If there's music to listen to, there's thousands of other stations, but the preaching of the Word of God, when we recognize and realize, and we do sing, we do play. The Bible says, we got the instruments. If you're listening on radio saying, I wonder, we have a Hammond B3, we have a piano, we have a drum set, we have guitar, we have singers. We can make some music here downtown Montreal to the point where sometimes we disturb the neighbors, but that's all right. God is not disturbed. God says he will inhabit the praises of his people, so we make a noise. And the Bible says when you make a noise, to make a noise that's going to be a joyful noise, we have something to be joyful about. As I started this program a few minutes ago, as I was saying, amen, my faith, which is for a lifetime, my faith, which is just, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, no. Technology will fail, as we prove today. Servers are down, and things aren't working the way they should be working, the way they expect to work. That will fail. Whatever is in this world will fail. The bank systems fail. The economical system fails. The whatever reports we receive, it fails. It doesn't matter who's the president. Who's the prime minister? This government fails. But I thank God, amen, that God shall never fail. Hallelujah. Can someone say thank you, Jesus? Amen. This is what makes the difference in where I place my confidence. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not about to go buy a lottery ticket and gamble. I'm not about to sit in a church which I'm not familiar with in some kind of religious institution wondering if they have the truth or not. I'm not here to gamble with my soul because you don't get a remake. You don't get a replay. You don't get a new, you know, the person caught up in these games, which I've never really played at all. But I kind of understand that if you got five lives or you got three lives or whatever, it doesn't work that way. There's one soul. What's at stake is your soul. When the devil comes at you, the Bible says that the devil, he's seeking, amen, whom he may devour. But for a testimony today, I want you to say, I am not devourable. Amen. At home, say it. I am not devourable. Let the devil know. You want to come and try to devour me? You want to come try to mess me up? Sorry about that, buddy, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. That's why Jesus came. There was a problem. There was an issue with the seven previous covenants that were made between God and his people. But then Jesus was sent. Someone say Jesus was sent. God sent. Amen. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. This is God's gift. When you read the last verse in Romans chapter 6, the last verse says, for the gift of God is eternal life. Our Lord, the wages of your sin is death, but the gift of God, someone say the gift. Hallelujah. This is what you have to accept. This is what you have to receive. And I thank God today for the gift which we do have. And that gift is still there. It's still in the gifting. It's still in the giving. Jesus Christ has not come back. As I mentioned last week, amen, what the resources, what God has provided, what God has given us, it's still available. All you need to say is, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. God's mercy, God's grace will come into your life. Jesus Christ will come in. Amen. He's the one who sacrificed. When you read Isaiah chapter 53, you can find out what happened. Amen. We were looking at some of this on the French side. Let me dial in on the English side. In Isaiah chapter 53, by the way, I sent the French brothers and sisters home and I said, you're going to read Isaiah 53 five times this week. And I said, I guarantee you by next week, some of you will come back and you'll say, Pastor, I couldn't stop at five. I had to read it again because this is talking about who Jesus is. Amen. This is talking about what was accomplished so that today we are able to stand and say, I am saved. I am washed in the blood of the Lamb. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life. I am blessed today with the life that I have received. And when the Bible says that the Lord laid him down because of our iniquity, because of the transgression of his people, yet it pleased the Lord, if you drop down to the 10th verse, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Then what happened in verse 11? He shall see of the travail of his soul. Then you run down into the next verse in verse 12, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Listen to the last part of this verse. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death. Can someone say, thank you, Jesus? Praise God. This was no easy task. This was not an easy thing. This was, when the Bible calls it a sacrifice, if you need to look up the word sacrifice in your dictionary, look it up and find out, amen, try to calculate the cost, try to calculate what it took for Jesus Christ to do what he did, to carry, as the Bible says, he bore our sin, he bore our iniquity. It was nailed to the cross. It separated him from his Father in heaven. When Jesus said, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he was carrying my sin. This is what sin will do. You need to get rid of your sin. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Before your sin gets rid of you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I'm just trying to think how I got off on that tangent. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it was good. Sorry about that. I know to our friends in the south of the border in the U.S., you went through an election. I guess things are set. Hopefully they're settled. I guess things will settle by early January. And for the next 4 years, you'll have a different administration. We will pray for, amen, the powers that be, as the Bible teaches us to do that, and the circumstances that take place. But my hope, amen, the Bible says Christ in you is the hope of glory. Praise God. And I know based on the outcome of your election Tuesday or Wednesday morning when it was announced, then our government here in Canada started to get nervous. Started like, oh, our borders this, and our finances this, and our economy is this. If man or woman would turn to God, hallelujah, amen. When the Bible teaches us that righteousness exalteth a nation, amen. And then you run into people, I don't believe in that. Damn it, no one's righteous. Well, then we're all doomed. Amen. If you're going to pay attention to what comes out of church these days, you're doomed. Amen. When people are running around, no one's right. Well, righteousness exalteth a nation. So how do you figure now? Something's wrong somewhere. Either the Bible was written incorrectly or God's lost his mind, but we know all that is not true. Amen. God is God. He is true. He can't lie. Let man be a liar. Let every devil be a liar. Let woman be a liar. But God is not a liar. The father of lies is the devil. All he wants to do, I said this last week. Remember what I said last week? I said the devil, he just does not want to burn in hell for eternity all by himself with one third of the foolish angels that followed him out of heaven. So he's looking for some company, and he's got his sight, he's got his eyes set on you. Amen. Young people, teenagers listening to me. I know you can't see me, but if you can hear me, listen to what I'm saying today. Amen. The devil wants you, but I thank God, amen, that I have given my life to God. Amen. To a God whose will is that you do not perish. Amen. He's long-suffering. He is patient. When you read 2 Peter 3:9, 2 Peter 3:15 as well. Amen. That the patience of God is allowing me one more time to preach this gospel, to evangelize someone who is listening. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. You read this in Romans chapter 1 and the 16th verse. For therein lieth the righteousness of God. Amen. Who's believing? Amen. When verse 16, before I jumped into 17, it says to the Jew first and to the Greek, whosoever believeth. Amen. Who's believing? People say there's a shortage of God. There's a shortage of Jesus Christ. No, God is God. God's not short. Amen. God's not on the lenient side. Amen. On the lean side, I should say. He's not on the lean side. God is God. Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ. If you call upon the name of the Lord, ye shall be saved. What's short are the believers. Amen. And the devil is doing his work. You have your leaders, you have teachers in the classroom saying, we don't believe in any of that stuff. I'd rather believe in a big boom or a big bang or whatever else that they come up with, or monkeys and whatever else. I think it's easier to believe. When the man of God, the prophet, stood up, he says, I know we haven't been eating very well for the past 3 years, but tomorrow morning there's going to be an abundance of food. There was one man who didn't believe that. And he was coming up with all these excuses. Oh, even if the windows of heaven were open. Well, the man of God didn't spare change with him. Even the man of God looked at him and says, "It's whether you believe it or not, it's going to happen. It's going to take place, thus saith the Lord. The only thing is, and too bad for you, you're not going to be eating." And we read what happened, his demise, amen, in his unbelief. Amen, that teaches me that it is easier to believe, it is more blessed to believe than it is to be the unbeliever. Amen. Don't take a chance. Like I said, it's your soul for all eternity. You want to play? You want to gamble that? You want to take a chance? Amen. Last week I mentioned with God comes promises. And the promises of God are there. In him they are what? They are yea and they are amen. So we have those promises. Amen. God also comes with his word. But again, we're seeing the leaders, the classrooms, the libraries, the bookstores, even the churches are shunning the Bible. Nobody understands that. We're going to read things differently. We're going to look at a different interpretation. We're going to try to bring, and the Bible teaches against this, we're going to try to bring God down to our level. No, God doesn't stoop. Amen. We need to come to God. God says, draw nigh unto me, and then I will draw nigh unto you. This is what James gave us as a promise. Like I said, God comes with promises. Amen. God's just not sitting up there. There's a promise. Amen. If we look, if you seek, we shall find. Praise God. If we give, it shall be returned unto us in a measure that is pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Someone say, thank you, Jesus, for the promises of God in our life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Last week, we looked at a man who was given a promise. His name is Caleb. And he received a promise from the man of God, and he waited 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 15, I already got to 20, I'm back to 15, 30 years, 40 years. And then they started to distribute the land, and there was Caleb waiting. And remember what we read last week in Joshua chapter 14, the 14th verse? It says, Hebron, therefore, became, and this is what I emphasize on these last two verses, Joshua 14:14, on this last verse rather, these two words, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day. Someone say, it's for life, for a lifetime. Praise God. How? Because Read it with me. Joshua 14:14. Because he wholly followed the Lord God. I underlined it in my digital text. I put a highlight color around it. I wrote, became the promise, that inheritance became his because of the way he served God. Amen. Amen. Some of you say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you must, like I said, shortage of believers. You can believe what you want, your life. Amen. I'm just trying here to encourage you to make the right choice. Amen. And be careful. We're going to read something in Colossians. It'll probably take me an hour or so to get there. But once we get there, I want you to understand what the responsibility is that we all have. I mean, Hebrews chapter 11 and the sixth verse, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. I'll read the whole verse, but I'm just trying to get to some very important words. Amen. For without faith, it is impossible, so don't bother trying. Amen. Oh, I need to get some faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. This is what we're hearing. Right now, you are hearing the word of God. As soon as I get back into quoting Hebrews 11, verse 6, that is the word of God that you're hearing. Someone say, thank God my ears are open and I can hear. Amen. At home listening, the same thing. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you need to get some faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. How shall they hear if a preacher's not sent? Praise God. Thank God. Amen. For the preaching of the word of God today. You're allowing the preaching, you're allowing the word of God into your lives. You're receiving faith. Amen. Well, I read a book on three steps to faith. There are not three steps to faith. There's not five. There's one. If you want to get carnal about it. Faith cometh by hearing. I've read this book from cover to cover. And that's the only thing that this book talks about. Where faith is going to come from. Under each and every one of us is given a measure of faith. Some people can put their faith to work. As James taught us. Your works. Amen. Show me your faith by your works. Maybe I can tell him in the measure of faith that someone has by their works, by the way they pray, by the way they serve God, by the way they expect from God. But you want to get more faith? It comes by hearing. So sit down, settle down. Let's get into the word of God. I'm going back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of, wrong scripture. Romans 10. Hebrews 11, verse 6, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh, you coming to God today, you must come, you must believe that he is. Hallelujah. And that he is the rewarder. Amen. Are you still reading with me? Amen. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. Amen. There is the underlying or the root cause of the issue that our nation has. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That, as I said, there's a shortage of believers. Amen. I mentioned this last week. I can talk to my Muslim friends and they believe in Jesus. He was a good man. He was a prophet. We believe in, you know, Mary as well and all this and his works and his miracles. They believe so far. But when it comes to death and resurrection, oh, no, 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 no. They must be talking about another Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says there will be talk, preaching, teaching on other Jesus, on other Jesuses. On another Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't blame them. If you're Muslim, I don't blame the fact that you don't believe in death, burial, and resurrection. Because your prophet's dead and buried and long gone. Amen. His next move is the judgment when he stands before God, because that's what God says. Amen. That's what his word says. After death is the judgment. So no wonder they have a hard time in believing in death, burial, and resurrection. Muhammad's grave is still got somebody in it. I don't know what's left, just the dust and the powder, but there's still got somebody in it. Amen. Where they laid Jesus for a few hours is empty, and it's been empty for over 2,000 years. They rolled a stone in front of it. They tried to keep the people from going in. They tried to keep the man who they buried. They tried to keep people from going in and from coming out. But thank God there was angels. Thank God that the will of God had already been put in motion before he laid the foundations of this world. Amen. God didn't wake up halfway through time and sit there and go, uh-oh, looks like this planet needs a savior. Amen. He had this was part of his plan before he laid the foundations of this world. Praise God. And when there was time, when the timing was right, because God couldn't find anybody, there was an absence for a number of years, but then he found a woman whose heart was in the right place. He found a woman in whom he found favor, and then he sent his messenger, the angel, saying, I've got a word for Mary. Praise God. You read this in Luke chapter 1. Amen. And the angel, the messenger came and began to change the plans that this young woman had already had in place. She was engaged to be married to Joseph. I don't know where they were going to celebrate their wedding or when it was going to take place or whatever. But the angel came and gave her a message. And I thank God. Amen. She didn't think about it. She didn't say, I'll pray about it. Let me talk to my preacher about it. Let me talk to my mom and dad about it. She looked at the messenger because she believed what she had heard, thus saith the Lord, the message of God. She looked at that angel and said, let it be according to thy word. Hallelujah. A word was spoken. Let there be light, then there was light. A word was spoken, and that word, which is the seed, amen, began to grow inside of her. And 9 months later, the Bible says a Savior was born, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I thank God he came into this world of darkness as a shining light. The devil tried to shut him down, but the angel came and gave Joseph a message saying, you got to get up tomorrow morning, and you got to be on your way. The same devil that tried to kill Moses was the same devil that went after Jesus Christ. But when God has a way, when God makes a plan, if you're found in the middle of God's, if you're found in God's plan, that praise God, if that God's plan moves forward, God's plan will always come to pass. God has spoken, it shall certainly come to pass. And I thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Moses was set up and ordained to become the man that he became. Jesus Christ, when he was sent, there is no devil, there's no demon from hell, there's no ungodly king, no ungodly prime minister, there's no ungodly president that's going to take away and ruin God's plans. Praise God. He made a way for me, and I thank God today I can lift up a Savior that is alive and that is well, and he lives in me. His name is Jesus Christ. Let's give him a good hand today. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, by faith, everybody's listening. Praise God. By show of emoji hands, so when I go home tonight, by show of emoji hands, and I forget who it was a couple of weeks ago, they said, I don't know how to do emoji hands, but anyways, by show of emoji hands, if you're listening, I'll read your comments. Praise God. So if you're there, sit there and say, hey, brother, I'm listening. Praise God. I've got my Bible in my hands. Let's get ready. Let's go back to Deuteronomy. Praise God. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone who's listening. Thank God for whatever social media platform. If you're listening on radio, welcome. I appreciate you allowing me to come into your life and allowing me to minister the word of God. Praise God. And I count it as a blessing. If you want to know more about us, godly.tv, godly.tv. And I know when you get on this, there's a screen, like the screen, you can play last week's sermon or last week's video. But under that, there's links to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel and a blog. I post the scripture verse and some thoughts every morning. And there's our audio archives. I think we have 4 or 5 links. That, and it's free. You don't have to join. You don't have to subscribe. Just use those resources. And may your soul be blessed. So that's godly.tv, godly.tv. That's our basically, and we do have a Facebook page, yes, but when you go to godly.tv, it's very simple. It's one page. There's just links. If you want to watch, if you want to listen to the radio station, it's also there. You'll get to know us, and there should be some contact information as well, probably an email address. Anyways, figure it out. Praise God. Get your Bibles. We'll figure it out. Praise God. How this technology works. All I know is we can preach. We have ministry on the French side. We have ministry in Africa as well, and in three different countries. So we give away Bibles. We have a trailer. You can see pictures of our trailer or a video as well. We drive around if somebody doesn't have a Bible. Somebody came in today while I was preaching, and I asked him if he had a Bible, and he says, well, I do now. That's the best answer, amen, you can get. Amen. His name's Diego, so pray for Diego. Praise God. Amen. He came in hungry. We sent him home fed in the spirit, and we sent him with food as well, and came to his needs. But that's the best. He said, I used to have one, but he held up the Bible that we gave him, and he says, I have one now. Amen. So that's, amen. That is a blessing to my soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I encourage them to put it to good use. You got to read it and do what it says. Praise God. Someone say, I'm a doer. Amen. Well, let's get into the message. Praise God. The scriptures that we have today that I have set aside. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Praise God. I read this last week, and I just want to start with this foundation this week. The second half of this verse, Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. From this part on, this verse is underlined. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. So this means as long as you live, amen, if you got one day left, or 10, or 1,000, amen. We're talking about faith for a lifetime. Hallelujah. I don't want to run out. Amen. And I don't want to run dry. Praise God. Amen. God, as I mentioned, the promises which God has for us today, it is a blessing to be a recipient, to be a receiver. Praise God. Amen. I've invested. Praise God, my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus gave us that promise. He's talking to his disciples. He said, I know some of you left your houses, you left your families. Amen. But he says, those of you who have done that, you'll be blessed. Praise God. That's what Jesus said. Amen. Abraham, you need to get up tomorrow morning. You need to leave your idolatrous family. Get out. Amen. Into a land. I'm going to give you that land and you'll be blessed. Not only you, but unto all generations. Faith for a lifetime. I mean, people say, well, that's Old Testament. Well, read Galatians chapter 3. Amen. So the revelation which Paul received, he was able to take what had been written in the Old Testament and make it, embed it. Let's use the embed. He was able to embed it into the New Testament, into the New Covenant, if you would. Amen. See, I thank God for that. See, there's no way I'm going to diminish what I've got in my hands. Amen. The devil wants to take away from what has been written. Amen. When you read Matthew chapter 4, Jesus had to stare down the devil and sit there and say, hey, it is written. Now, I'm glad for Jesus' sake that he had what he had in his day. They were scrolls. It was Ezekiel, Jeremiah. Jesus, if you read Revelation chapter 19, he is the Word. That's a given. I say this over and over and over again. But the fact that he stood there and he had to use the word, the sword of the Spirit, The word which is quick and powerful. Hebrews chapter 4 and the 12th verse. Amen. Don't put your Bible, don't let anybody put your Bible down. In spirit, in truth, or physically, just take your Bible and do away with it. Amen. This is required. This is needed. Paul told the young man, he says, I'm longing for you to catch up with me. I'm on such a ship. This is my boat. Here's my travel itinerary, and bring the parchments. I don't know who was assisting Paul, but can you imagine? Amen. I can wrap up. This is my King James Bible in English. Some of you see me use this device. I got my King James Bible in here. I've got my Louis Segon Bible. I got two Bibles in here. Amen. And when I have trouble with a different language, because my trouble, when somebody comes, I can switch languages very quickly, all in here. This is the parchments of 2024. Amen. I know some of you don't see what I'm doing, but I'm holding up my little cell phone that's, I think, 8 years old or something. Hallelujah. Still works as a Bible. If I need to send a text, I can still send a text. But there it is. Praise God. It's nothing overly complex. It's not too complicated. Praise God. Amen. So don't let anybody take away or try to take away what God has given us. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's about time somebody gets into power, and I'm talking about the president-elect as of Tuesday or as of Wednesday morning. At least he can talk about, I don't know his life, pray that he gets saved. But at least he's not ashamed of the Bible. He'll bring it up every once in a while, and he'll bring God up every once in a while. Amen. In a good way. People bring up God in a bad way. They curse on the name. That's the prime minister that we have. Amen. Holds zero value. Amen. I don't know how much power he thinks he has, but he's going to stand before the I Am one day, and he's going to realize that he needed a Savior just like everybody else that's going to hell in this world. Amen. And then we spend time thinking or discussing other things when the gospel of Christ that needs to be preached. Amen. And it needs to be preached in the name of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. No crucifixion, no resurrection. There is no gospel. It's just bad news. But gospel today is good news. And I thank God for that good news, praise God, which I have, and that is in me because Christ is in me. And Jesus didn't come alone. He came with His Father. And Jesus said, when I come with my Father, they shall be three, but the three shall be made one. And I thank God today through His Spirit, I can walk in the goodness of God. I can walk in the oneness of God because He is with me and He shall never forsake me. Let's give Him a good hand today. Hallelujah. Someone shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going into the New Testament, book of Colossians. Hallelujah. Someone else can say thank you, Jesus. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, the first chapter of Colossians. Praise God. We're in the New Testament for the next few minutes. Praise God. Verse 23, so there's the condition. Amen. May as well teach this the way it is written. Hallelujah. And I'm reading first Colossians, the first chapter, verse 23. And I'm reading within context because my message is faith for a lifetime. Continue in the faith. That's my subtitle. Praise God. So it's important that we understand. And let me keep reading. You'll understand where I'm trying to go. I'll let the Spirit of God take us. Praise God. You'll see in a moment. If ye continue, underline that word continue. Hallelujah. In the faith. If ye continue, someone say, for a lifetime. Hallelujah. Faith for a lifetime. That's my title. You can see where the inspiration is coming from, where I get my text. Now there's a condition. I need to continue. Amen. If you do not continue, listen, if you do not continue what you're getting today, you'll lose it for tomorrow. Now, I don't know about you, but what I received from God yesterday, I certainly needed it today. Amen. What I'm receiving now, I'm going to need it tomorrow. I'm going to need it in school. Amen. In the classroom with the teachers, amongst your friends, you're going to need this in school. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to need it at work. Off work. You'll need it on the bus going to work or driving to work in traffic. Praise God. So we need to continue. If ye continue in the faith, how? Grounded and settled. And be not moved away. Amen. I mean, just reading this verse, OSAS goes right out the door. Some people, once you're saved, you're always saved. Well, no, if you decide to move somewhere else, if you're not happy with the pastor that you're laying down in, someone say green pastures. Amen. Praise God. Psalm chapter 23. Some people don't like green pastures. Amen. They want, I don't know what they want, but they want something else, and they're not here. Amen. Thank God for green pastures. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye heard. Amen. I don't know if you have ears to hear today, but if you can hear me, if this is at all being, if it is at all being dropped into your soul, praise God. Amen. I want to make sure that this word is being sown into good ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you can testify and say, you can sit there and say, I'm not wayside. Amen. I'm not stony ground. Amen. I'm good ground. Praise God. Thank God for the seed. Thank God for the word. Jesus said the word is seed. Thank God, amen, that seed is being placed. It's being sown into good ground. Amen. Good seed and good ground will produce a good root, and a good root will produce good fruit for the husbandman. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Am I talking to the branches? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the true vine. If we need to be purged today, purge us, Lord, so that our fruit doesn't dry up. But in his season, as a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, praise God, there shall be fruit to the good pleasure of the husbandman. Praise God. Who doesn't mind to purge as long as he finds fruit. Amen. See, when the branch is dead, this is my understanding of, and I forget the term, the technical word for people who deal with trees. Anyway, somebody can post it if you want to, but I'm talking about the husbandman. If the branch is barren, there's nothing to purge. So it's cut off, bundled up, reserved for the fire. That's all Bible. Amen. And from my understanding, because I've seen a short documentary one time on how they graft. When you read Romans, chapter 11, is it the grafting or chapter 10? Maybe it's chapter 11. Anyway, someone can find the chapter, how you're grafted in. I wanted to see how this is possible physically or carnally speaking. And it was interesting on how they, what's that? It's Romans 11, the grafting chapter. And it's interesting how and again, I forget the term, that there's a term that is something gist. It always usually ends something like that in the IST, but there's a term for that. And how they prep the trunk of the tree, if you would, or the stock, and how they graft in a branch so that the branch can reside is the word. Arborist. Is that an arborist? Okay, because I didn't read the definition. You just mentioned, show me the word. It says an arborist. So that should be easy in French. Arbre must have a French root. Arborist. And how he takes a branch that would, the branch would, it would die unless it would be grafted in to the trunk of the tree or to the stalk of the tree, and how they prep it, how they prepare the bark, and how they nurture it, and how they wrap it in and wrap it up, and nourishment. Thank God for nourishment today. Amen. Because we don't belong. Amen. Unless there's any Israelites listening to me. If you're listening to me from Israel, well, amen. You still need Jesus Christ. That's a given. Amen. But for those of us who are Gentiles, and that's everybody sitting in front of me, amen, today, praise God, we needed to be grafted in. And that's, amen, and this is done with some precision. Amen. Someone say Jesus Christ. Praise God. The husbandman that takes care of us. Amen. So here we are grafted. Here we are as a branch. Amen. And as I said, if that doesn't work, if you have to use the term here, moved away. Amen. We need to continue this way. See, some people come to the truth. You see them prosper. You see their families grow. You see their businesses grow. You see their spirit grow. You see their salvation. It grows in the Lord, and then they move away. And then they lean in a direction which is not, it's not manna or bread from heaven. And they're longing, because we all have a longing. The Bible teaches us this. There is a longing, but that longing can only be filled by God. And we need to be careful. If I pull up to a gas pump, I've got an engine, or I've got a vehicle that's out of gas, or almost out of gas. One time I ran the number down to 6. But I have a brother, if you're listening, my brother, we were talking this summer, and he says, I ran my number, the kilometers left on the dash. I went down to 6. I thought I was so, oh, I have a 6. My brother looked at me, says, I ran mine down to 1, and then it went to 0. I was pulling into the gas station. I said, hats off to you, brother. Amen. You're the man. Amen. You've got more. I had faith to get to a gas station at 6. But anyways, which means my engine is longing for gas. Now, if I pull up to the gas pump, I've got, and depending where you are, if you're in the prairies, you can have ethanol or some kind of something that only the farm vehicles can use. Yeah, there's a selection. What I'm trying to say is a selection. There's diesel. There's grade 1. There's grade 2 diesel. Then there's a low grade of gas and a medium grade and a high grade and a super high grade. You have a choice. Now, if I put the wrong thing in that engine, I blow the engine. Amen. I don't want to blow my soul today. I don't want my soul to be blown out because I'm feeding it the wrong thing. Thank God, amen, that there's a Bible in my hands. Thank God that my eyes are open to see, and I recognize and realize what this is. This is not paper and ink. This is what God has provided for the feeding of my soul today. And I thank God, amen, that what I have, praise, and this is new. Some of you sit there and say, I thought your Bible used to be burgundy, and then there was a black one, and this one's got a bigger print, and it's lighter. I like carrying this one around. Praise God. Amen. So it's not very old, but what's on the page? When I open it up, let's see where I open it up to. Matthew chapter 5, when I open it, praise God. Matthew chapter 5, when I open it up, that word, amen, Jesus Christ teaching in Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, if you would, chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7, the Sermon on the Mount. That day when he delivered some of the most important preaching of the Word of God that there is prior to the cross, prior to his sacrifice on the cross. But there was Jesus bringing forth the Word of God. Amen. He was the vessel that was being used to allow the Word of God upon the face of this earth. In the beginning was the Word, and unless somebody speaks that Word, I'm not going to hear anything. I may see what the Word is able to bring to pass, because the Bible says there was nothing made that was not made by Him. Let there be light. So when He spoke, I can see the light. Thank God for the light, because I can see things. I can see the wood. I don't know what kind of wood this is, but it came from a tree. It came because God spoke a word. Man received an intelligence. Man received the wisdom to bend it, to curve it, to cut it, to smooth it, to lacquer it up, and turn it into steps. I can see that. Amen. It helps me up the step, up the platform, and it helps me down from the platform. But in the meantime, there is a word which has been spoken to us, to you and I, which we receive it with ears, because our ears are open and our ears are blessed to receive this word of God. Amen. That will allow life into us, because every word is spirit. Every word is life. Jesus said, "The words which I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Hallelujah. Praise God. And where'd they come from? Amen. People think, well, Jesus was just making it up. No. Jesus said, "The words which I speak." Give him a good hand. I'll rehydrate. Hallelujah. 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 See, Jesus said, He said, I'm not talking to you off the top of my head. Amen. Jesus said, "The words which I say unto you," He says, "my Father sent me to tell you." Are you glad for the messenger? Amen. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. And then Jesus said, He said, "The works He gave," He was giving credit to His Father in heaven. He said, "And the works that I do, they're not my works. They're the works that my Father in heaven sent me to do." Hallelujah. And you can do them as well if you believe. Amen. This is what Jesus said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. Someone say, "Thank you, Jesus." Praise God. Let's go into the 1 Timothy. If you continue in the faith, I'm still in Colossians, but find 1 Timothy chapter 4. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye heard. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're hearing what we hear today because Jesus Christ came and He spoke. Hallelujah. He spoke in such a way that they marveled at His doctrine. Amen. Woo, where's He from? Hallelujah. Praise God. They didn't recognize it. Amen. They were sitting there saying, Haven't heard any speech like that in synagogue. These are the Jews, His own. Even the Bible says He came unto His own received Him not. Hallelujah. And I thank God today, when we read this, I'm still here. Faith for a lifetime. I still have a Bible in my hands. Amen. Get use of it. Memorize as much as you can. Praise God. It's coming a day where it won't be so easy. There's already countries like that. It won't be so easy. This is not a luxury. We can walk around. Thank God for this country. Amen. Praying for Justin Trudeau. I may have a word or two, or a few more words or two to say. It's my opinion. And I do say them from time to time, but I pray, and I also recognize the fact that I can stand where I'm standing right now, and the lights are on. Anybody driving by, the doors are unlocked. Anybody can walk in and receive the word of God. We're living in a great country. Hallelujah. If you're wondering what the date, maybe you're listening to this 10 years from now. The date is, I'm trying to remember, November 10th, 2024. Amen. That's the date. And we're blessed. Someone say we're blessed. Amen. Praying for our leadership. Praise God. Don't try to shut the church down. God forbid. First verse, 1 Timothy chapter 4, continue in the faith grounded and settled. Now we're going to hear, do not depart. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. How is the Spirit talking to you and I? Expressly. Amen. What does that mean? Directly. In such a way that you are going to understand. The Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which has inspired this word that we read, is going to get to the point. They shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, I didn't know the devil had doctrines. Yes, he does. And his doctrine, if you don't know the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of God, then a doctrine of devil is going to show up on your plate and you're going to start eating it, spiritually speaking. Amen. It's going to sound good. Hey, throw yourself down and worship me and I'll give you everything you see. What did Jesus say? He referred to the scripture. He said, it is written. Are you glad it has been written? Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Amen. Some people think that the Bible's maybe not all that required. Yes, it is required. Give us this day your daily bread. Praise God. Amen. How do we know what we know? It's because I begin to read what's between these covers and I begin to understand and find out who God really is. This is not a Catholic God. This is not a Mormon God. This is not a ecumenical God. This is not a charismatic God. This is God who was, who is, and who will always be. And since the beginning, you know who is with him? The Word. Hallelujah. And I thank God today, praise God, when you read, amen, they are inseparable. You have God today, you have his word. If you have the word of God, you've got God that comes with his word. That's how I can stand today and said, this is what I believe, as many as received him. To them, hallelujah. Amen. Not only I've received them because I believed upon his name. This is what the Bible teaches us. Praise God. Amen. And at the same time, it's telling us, do not depart. I'm still in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. Are you glad for that? Well, I don't quite know. Maybe I don't understand. I think I'll find another version. Go right ahead. You can water it down. You can do what you want to do. But I thank God today, as I read from my King James Bible, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, and I do understand, praise God, what thus saith the Lord. Amen. God doesn't speak in riddles. Amen. I thank God that there's a Holy Ghost that shall lead you and I into all truth, which is the gospel. He's not going to speak of him who sent him. Amen. Jesus said, I've got to go up in the Holy Ghost in order for the Holy Ghost to come down. And he will lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. Who's my guide today? Amen. The Holy Ghost. He's been here for a while. Amen. He's been here for a little over a couple thousand years. I thank God today I'm not following somebody who's blind as a blind person leading the blind, and then they both end up in the same ditch. But today, praise God, I'm on my way, which leadeth unto life. I shall endure unto the end, for the same shall be saved. I thank God, amen. This is the way, walk ye in it. This is the voice which I hear, praise God, amen, which is the Holy Ghost. And as the Holy Ghost leads us and guides us into this truth which we have today, praise God, I stand here, amen, with there's not an inkling in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my mind that wants to depart from what thus saith the Lord when the Bible is teaching, if ye continue in the faith, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. What's going to happen? Praise God. Tomorrow will come and I'll still be by faith or in the faith. I'll still be grounded. Amen. I'll still be settled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. Seducing spirit. Amen. Like we're reading. Amen. And the doctrines of devils. We need to be careful. Praise God. Amen. The devil can wrap this up and make it look good. Praise God. But Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, my sheep know my voice, and no other voice shall they follow. You glad for that? Amen. Colossians chapter 2. Praise God. Share this link. Hallelujah. But what's important today is what we receive, what we hear. Praise God. The second chapter of Colossians, I'm going to begin reading from the second verse. It says that their hearts That their hearts might be comforted. And this, I'm getting to my point. Being knit together in love. And unto all riches. Are we going to talk about money? No. We're going to talk about something that's more precious, more valuable than coin, than money. Their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches. What makes you rich? What makes me rich today? The full assurance of understanding. Hallelujah. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Now, I know this reads a little differently in English. For those of you here on the French side, thank God. Even if you got your King James and you're reading with me, read this again. I'm rich with a full assurance of understanding. I highlighted that word. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Some people say, you know, I've seen people offer me books. And I've tried. Amen. I've tried to begin reading and usually it just knocks me out. I'm asleep by page 2. I can't get past it. Amen. I've tried to read and understand and say, well, this is supposed to be helpful. I've had preachers, I've had ministries send me books about the end times, about prophecy, about all kinds of things. And I sit there saying, well, there might be some. I just can't. It just doesn't seem to go through me or get into me. Amen. And I don't know why. If some of you read books, or maybe it's my age. Say, well, you're 62. You're an old man. You can't read anymore. Thank God I can still read the Bible. Amen. I know when I was young, I did read the Bible, but I read a lot. I read as much as I could find on A.A. Allen. I read those books as much as I had. Fallen Apart, pages missing, pages ripped out. I remember reading that and such. And the knowledge which we have today and which comes from, I'm going to read this again because I want you to get this straight. The understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. I already mentioned to you what I read, and amongst other things, when I was a teenager. But today there seems to be and they were hard to come by. Like I said, books were falling apart. People would find them in their attic or in their closets and hand them to my parents, and they'd be sitting down, and I'd find them as a kid, and I'd read some of it or most of it and such. But today, what I want to get to today is the amount of Google, the amount of information that flows. And I already established I'm an old guy at 62 or 62, soon to be 63. But the young people, as fast as, I mean, you can Google a word, how do I change a light bulb? And there's 436,399 answers in 0.04 seconds. That's how fast information is today. And if we are not careful, the seduction or the seducing spirit of it leads us into distraction, leads us into influence, where all of a sudden we are encompassed. And I like knowledge. I like reading. I like knowledge, which according to my wife has brought me much sorrow. Anyways, amen. But thank God for knowledge in the worldly things. Knowledge in the Word of God, no, has not brought me sorrow. But the Bible does teach that. Amen. So growing up, yeah, I absorbed, I consumed, amen, whatever I read. And as soon as I understood it, I was able to do it. And but today with the affluence of how technology has seemed to have crept in and replaced a lot of what we depend on, the Word of God. Amen. I don't mind to contend. I don't mind to defend when it comes to the Word of God. But when theology will introduce, or your arguments introduce, words that I don't read them between these covers. Amen. Man-made concepts that show up. And like I said, when the world's going to hell, they need to hear about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Hallelujah. And this is what I'm reading here. Amen. These are, like I said, this week I put these verses together and I was so, in my spirit, I was so excited. I couldn't wait to get here today and made sure that, you know, everything was, as far as I was concerned, then technology seemed to fail us, or almost, but the Word of God is getting out anyways. In Jesus' name, the devil is a liar, because I wanted to bring this forth to us so that we do not fall away. We're not fallen away. I mean, we have not departed, praise God, today. Amen. We are where we are to stay, faith for a lifetime. Amen. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, which means I don't have to go anywhere else. I got quiet. Amen. Got what I need right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've got what God has given us since the beginning. Amen. I've got what Jesus used to get out of trouble. Amen. Not that he was in trouble, but he could have gotten into trouble. But he did not obey the voice of the devil. Amen. He said, Peter, Simon, Peter, Satan, get thee behind me. Amen. Stay him, for thou savorest the things of man and not of God. This is what kept Jesus out of trouble. This is what brought Jesus to the cross. Hallelujah. Wouldn't have made it otherwise. Amen. Peter's plan was to skip Jerusalem. Well, you know, Jesus, if I were you, I wouldn't go to Jerusalem. I'm glad he went to Jerusalem, because that's where the cross was. That's where, amen, the false accusers were. Amen. That's where they beat him, they smite him, they smit him, they whipped him, they abused his flesh, and then they hung him on a piece of wood to die. Amen. But he died because of my sins, is what the Bible says. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes ye were healed. Amen. I thank God, amen, that Jesus Christ, amen, is a living witness, praise God, of who I am today. Praise God. Let's give him a good hand before I continue. At home as well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Did I read verse 3? Colossians chapter 2 in the third verse. I'm going to get to verse 7 and then we're going to pray. And in whom are hid all the treasures. Someone say all. Amen. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's the riches that I'm talking about. Amen. Look, I think a couple of months ago we looked at the riches of God. Amen. Verse 4. And this I say, how shall they hear unless a preacher preaches? Amen. Are you glad Paul said it? He was inspired of the Holy Ghost. And he received what he received. Verse 4, Colossians 2, verse 4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Hallelujah. These sound good to me because Paul is writing it, inspired of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. But there is a warning here that's telling me that we already read the words seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. Amen. What entices people away from the Word of God, away from what God has established for each and every one of us today. And I thank God, amen, when you can stick to the Word of God, you can stay with what's between these covers and receive what God has for you and I today. To be able to, like Paul says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Faith for a lifetime. Steadfast. So what kind of faith you got? Steadfast. Amen. Well, I was born under the Catholic faith. Wrong kind of faith. Amen. Faith won't get you. That's a dead man's faith. Amen. But when you read here, my faith is steadfast. At verse 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, hallelujah, there's your source. There's your resource. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. So walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. So read with me, verse 5, steadfast of your faith. Verse 7, established of the faith. Praise, or in the faith rather. Steadfast, established. Praise God. That's the kind of faith you need. You want to endure unto the end. This faith, this is not Google faith. This is not something that comes from a book that somebody wrote, that somebody was inspired of, that something fell, amen, some angel came and wrote it on some golden tablets while I was asleep in a wonderland under a tree. God forbid. Amen. Joseph Smith, the gospel of, I don't know where it came from, but the devil identifies it here, comes from the devil. It is a doctrine which belongs to the devil. Amen. And I don't want to be carried away or seduced. I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes that your faith be steadfast and that your faith be established as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Are you thankful? I'm so thankful. Amen. I've moved a couple of times in my life. I don't like moving. Amen. Sister, you've been sitting here for how many years? I don't like moving. Amen. You've been in that spot pretty well in that area. Amen. I don't like moving. You're young teenagers. Praise God. You haven't been here all that long, but get used to sitting in this spot until Jesus comes back. Amen. That you're in a place where you're not going to abound. You're in a place where you're not going to be misled away, where the Spirit of God, where the devil's going to try to come sit, come check it out over here. I'm filled. Amen. My cup is running over. Amen. I've already been established. I'm established. I'm steadfast. I've got faith. I've got more than I'm. Praise God, I'm in such an abundance today that where I am, praise God, is where I stay. This is faith for a lifetime. And I don't plan on moving. I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm thankful. Are you thankful with me today? Let's stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. We're still on? Good. I thought I lost you because the computer was doing some funny stuff. Or it's that computer? Oh, there's three computers in front of me. Wow. Talk about technology. Out of three computers, we got the audio to work. Let's be thankful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, thank you so much for what we heard today. Praise God. I'm so thankful for what we heard, for what we were able to read came out of this book, came out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Lord, this is not paper and ink. This is spirit and life. Amen. I've said that for years. Hallelujah. It's probably just coming out of my teenage years when I realized Now, what my parents have put in my hands is not a, not just some old document. Hallelujah. Father, we're alive today because we live by every word proceedeth out of your mouth. Lord, I thank God today for those who joined with me. Lord, I bless them to put up with technical problems and issues. But the word of God was served. The word of God was preached. Praise God. No matter what comes our way this week, we're still going to be, we're going to come out of it in an upright, in a standing position. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank God for good ground. Every person in front of me today, every person online listening, whatever social media platform they're listening on, Lord, I thank God for good ground in their hearts, in their soul, in their mind. To open up the word of God and to follow along, read, say, oh, this is what God said. If you continue. Yeah, I plan on continuing. Father in heaven, Lord, I'm so thankful that you make this possible because of your son, Jesus Christ. Everything that he did, the work which was wrought on Calvary, made us who we are today. Lord, I give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for this. Lord, I pray, I come against every doctrine of devil, every seducing spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind their works and cast them out into the deep. Go play somewhere else. Go find a mosque and hang out in that area. You're not wanted. As children of God, as for those who have found the light, and that'll be a capital L, your darkness is not wanted. Because my Savior told me, walk in the light while there is light. And I thank God for today for the light of the world. I thank God today that I can see you as you order my steps. There goes my left foot. As you order it, I can see where that foot is. I can see where my right foot lands because I'm walking in the light. I'm walking on a way which leadeth unto life. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I pray this blessing upon my brothers and sisters listening today in Jesus' name. We have not wasted our time. We have opened up the word of God. We have come and dined. We did taste and we did see that you are good. Hallelujah. Good for our soul. Good for our mind. Good for our children. Good for our children's children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, I thank God, amen, for the word which we have received today. Once again, Lord, I'm thankful for it. Praise God. Even as the Apostle Paul wrote, praise God, rooted and built up in him, in Christ, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, as we were taught today, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. At home, say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray if there's someone saying, well, man, I got to catch up to these folks. I'm burdened down with sin. I'm burdened down with sorrow. Father in heaven, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Amen. Jesus gave us seven words. The most powerful seven words that you can put together in the English language. God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. That's all you need to say. The mercy of God, Lord, I pray. As you said, as far as the east is from the west, you will pardon, you will forgive. Forgive those that are asking for forgiveness right now. I am thankful for your grace. I am thankful for your mercy. I am thankful for your forgiveness. I am thankful for your sanctification. I am thankful for your spirit. I am thankful for your patience. I am thankful for your long suffering. Lord, I'm thankful. And the list is a whole lot longer than that. As I pray, as I honor you today, Lord, in Jesus' name. But perchance there's someone, they're fed up, they're ashamed of their sin, of their sorrow. They're getting rid of their sin right now before their sin gets rid of them. As they ask for forgiveness, wash them in the precious blood of the Lamb. Write their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Give them that hope and that assurance, which is Christ in you, Christ in me, Christ in them, which is the hope of glory. Lord, make that possible. You're still the God of God, Lord of lords, King of kings. It can be done and it will be done as we ask for it, as we receive it today in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank God despite the technology. I thank God for the word which was preached, which we shall bring forth. Amen. The word which will be sown into the lives of people today, even as far as our ministry in Africa, in different countries. I thank God for the blessing we have right here. Coming out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and we can reach out to the provinces here in Canada. We can reach out to the states south of the border in the U.S. I thank God today for the means that we have that allows me to preach Jesus Christ, your Son, and Him crucified. Amen. The gospel, which is death, burial, and the resurrection of a living King, of a living Savior, Jesus Christ, the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Today, I pray that every person within the sound of my voice realizes what I have just prayed and will recognize, amen, what is the way, that there is one gospel, one truth, one baptism, one way, one doctrine today. And Lord, I thank God, amen, it's not a doctrine of devils, it's not a seducing spirit from the pit of hell, but it is, praise God, our bread which we have received today from heaven, amen, as Jesus Christ came and claimed, amen, made claim, he says, I am that bread of life. We have eaten today, we have drank today, and I thank God today, praise God, what we have received is much more precious than silver, much more precious than gold, amen. Death is a thing that is done away with, praise God. Where is thy amen? Where is thy sting? Where is thy ability? It's long gone because Jesus Christ is the life, and Jesus Christ is in me, in my sister, and in my brother today. Come to our needs, whatever they may be, financially and spiritually, economically, mentally, physically. But I pray for Jim in that hospital room right now. Father in heaven, Spirit of God, amen, walk into that room from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. There is a miracle right now in his life. Bring from Musa, that car that hit him, he's going to be in the streets preaching. You're not going to take away an evangelist, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My brother, praise God, be made whole in Jesus' name, praise God. Pray for Danielle as well. Amen. In that hospital room, wherever he's at, or if he's at home by now. Amen. His heart gave out on him. Give him a new heart. Get him saved and sanctified. Praise God. Serve the God of his parents, of his mom and dad that are praying and believing for him and his two brothers as well. In Jesus' name, praise God. There's a list somewhere that I've received, but all those listening, praise God, be with our dear brothers and sisters that are being buried in snow for the past 2-3 days. Amen. Let it up. Praise God. I'd say send it somewhere else, but then they would just get mad at me. But amen. Send them some sunshine that it may melt as fast as it has fallen. Amen. Even the livestock are in trouble. They can't move around. That's how much the snow has encumbered Colorado and Wyoming and the state of New Mexico. Amen. They need help. And that help comes from you in Jesus' name as we send it that way, praise God. Thank God for the blessing that we have had today to come into this place. Thank God for this building. Thank God for this what you have established, this place that you have established for its protection. As we get ready to disassemble, I thank God for the assembly which we have had the past hour or so. In the name of Jesus, the word of God which we have received, as it has blessed us, as it has nourished us, and has brought us life, praise God, and we continue to serve you in spirit and in truth, praise God, as true worshipers. Lord, I pray for my young sister, Jaden, amen, at 14 years old, honor my sister, the attempt that she is going to make, having escaped, you know, death by a matter of minutes, amen. Awake unto righteousness, be saved right now in Jesus' name. At 14 years old, amen. The devil is coming at you hard. My sister, listen, if you're listening. The devil is coming at you hard because God has a plan for you, and the devil doesn't want it. Amen. Whether you're going to preach, whether you're going to sing, I don't know what that plan is. The devil wants you out. God wants you in. So make up your mind today, praise God. You go the easy way to heaven or you go the hard way to hell. This is what the Bible says. So I'm praying for you, my sister. In Jesus' name, praise God. God can use you right now. At 12 years old, Jesus was taking care of his father's business. Amen. So at 14, you can do it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Praise God. Cover her. Amen. With your spirit. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the saints in Rimby. Thank God for my brothers and sisters' names, which I see on the board. Praise God. Bless each and every one of them. Bless a tech that will come to the find a solution for these servers that are down so that the next time we get ready to meet, we're going to hear, we're going to see, we're going to rejoice, we're going to fellowship together. But Lord, I thank God for what we were able to accomplish today. All the praise, all the honor, and all the glory goes to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's give our Father in heaven a good hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At home, clap your hands as well. Amen. Be blessed. So if you did ask God for forgiveness, praise God, it's done. Amen. You're forgiven. Welcome into the family of God. As I've said before, the smartest people in the world, they say yes to Jesus Christ. They confess Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior. Praise God. Now that you've done that, do not depart. This is what's important. Amen. Come and go, come and go. This is not yo-yo salvation. Amen. This is not up and down salvation. This is faith for a lifetime. Praise God. We're coming back. I've got more scriptures. I'm going to say at least 2 to 3 weeks. Praise from now, at least another 2 Sundays. So get ready to receive. Remember, I have mentioned Isaiah chapter 53 5 times, at least this week. I don't think there's many verses in that chapter. I think there's 11 or maybe 13 or 12. There's like a dozen verses. So you're going to go through that in no time at all. You're going to be around your second, third time, fourth time, like I said. Amen. You're going to be a witness saying, I read it more than 5. Praise God. Find out who Jesus is and find out what Jesus did. Praise God for you and I. And this was set in stone because it was prophesied by a holy man of God. This was set in stone 300 years plus before he actually came, before he arrived to fulfill every one of those prophecies, every one of those words. Praise God. We can be thankful. I've got faith for a lifetime. Do not depart. Praise God. I love you. You're listening to That's the Truth. Be blessed, each and every one of you. And we'll see you again. Praise God. Stay in the Word. Do not depart. Praise God. Amen. Established. Someone say, I'm established. Amen. Someone say, I'm steadfast. That's the kind of faith that I have. Rooted and grounded. Let's give our God in heaven, our Father in heaven, a good hand. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. At home, I love you. Until the next time, be blessed. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord, all your lands.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Linked with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.